I think it's very sad, and I also think it's a great loss, I suppose, to the legal profession in general. He was a very firm, straightforward, and humble person who did his things with exemplary integrity and humility, and did things as a judge that even if you didn't agree with him, you had no doubt about his integrity in what he was doing.
Making some reflections here, I know that you worked with Mr. Sandora for a long time. So what can you say he actually left for the country in terms of maybe major legal judgments that he made? Do you still remember some of them?
Off the cuff, I can't, but there are a lot of very important judgments he made, which obviously contributed quite a lot to development of our law. He would also be the kind of person who, if he did not agree with others on the bench, he would put up his own dissenting judgment with clearly defined and articulated reasons for his dissent. So he played a big part in the development of the law in Zimbabwe, because, as you know, the judges and the courts play a big part in the development of the law. And he's one of those who definitely played a big part in development of the law through the cases, through the decisions that he made.
You are saying that Zimbabwe has lost a great man here?
Definitely, there's no question about that. Everybody will remember Justice Sandora from the 80s during the Willowfield issue. When he led that commission, he was quite firm and straightforward, and a lot of politically important people did not cause him to avoid the clear determination of what was wrong and what was right. A person like that is very important for a country. A person with such integrity, those are good examples, and a lot of people should emulate Justice Sandora. He was definitely a great example for everyone who wanted to be professional and who loved the rule of law and justice and equity and fairness. He was a good example of that.